As family, friends, and fans mourn the shocking death of Michael Jackson, the mysterious details surrounding the King of Pop's last days are starting to come out. Michael Jackson suffered a fatal cardiac arrest on Thursday. Friday, the LA County coroner began an autopsy. Results may not be final until toxicology tests are complete, but many are speculating Jackson died from an overdose of Demerol, a narcotic similar to morphine. The pop star reportedly received a daily injection of Demerol, and his family was becoming increasingly alarmed. A close family member tells TMZ.com, Jackson received a heavy dose of morphine Thursday morning. Now, the Los Angeles police are reportedly looking for the doctor who lived at Jackson's home and allegedly gave him the injection before he died. Apparently, prescription drug abuse had been a problem for Jackson for years. Jackson family attorney Brian Oxman tells Us Weekly, I warned them there was the misuse of prescription medications by people who were enabling him. An insider tells TMZ Michael's father, Joe Jackson, wanted to put him in a Palmdale, California rehab center for his addiction to morphine and prescription drugs. As for the star's three children, Prince Michael, Paris, and Prince Michael II, nicknamed Blanket, Oxman tells Us Weekly they are fine and staying with their grandmother, Catherine.